saying the right things. But he was under a curse from God, and it allowed the demonic spirits to come to him to begin to destroy his flesh. When he found out what the curse was, repented, broke the curse, claimed the blessings of God, the Lord healed him, and he'll live to be an old man, provided he does what God told him to do. So these blessings and curses are something else. But to think that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and every person shall eat the fruit of his tongue. Now let's go to the New Testament, and let's look at a few things that it talks about there. Now, James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Even so the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindleth." This tongue will light a great fire. And it says the tongue is a fire. It is a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Stop and think about those words. The tongue is so set in the body that it can defile the whole body. Now, the tongue is really a very long instrument. You think about the tongue being a little thing like this, but it's not. It goes all the way down in you. It's attached, and it goes all the way down into you. That tongue, with that tongue, you can either bless yourself or curse yourself. If you speak the wrong things with your tongue, it will curse your body. If you speak the right things, it will bless your body. But remember, Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you must get a hold of these things and be very cautious what you do with your tongue. Because the Word of God says the tongue is a world of iniquity, and it is set among our members that it defiles the whole body. What does it mean to defile your whole body? When you learn that you can control your body with your tongue, you can control the temperature of your body. You can control the way you feel. You can stay in much colder environments. I can think about staying in colder environments. I think about a man. This was a true story. This man did not know these statements from God's Word. But he was going to sleep in a railroad car one time, and he went out and got in one of these cars, and then he realized when he got inside of it, it was an insulated car, and it was kind of cool in there. When he opened the door and got in, he thought, wow, it's kind of warm outside, but it's really nice and cool in here. And when he got in there and he looked, he realized it was a refrigerated car. They had refrigeration equipment in there. Although the refrigeration equipment was not running, it was cool in there. And all of a sudden, he was inside this car, and somebody come by closing the doors, and they slammed and locked the door, and he was inside. Now then, by him being inside, and he was not able to see outside because it was dark in there, and he kept saying to himself, "It's cold in here. I will freeze to death in here. I'm so cold. I know I'm going to freeze to death in this place." And he even had a little pen and a little piece of paper, and he wrote on it in the dark, as best he could. He said, "I am freezing to death in this freezer." And he's trying to get somebody to help me, beating on the wall, everything. He spent the whole night in that car. The next morning when they found that man, he was dead. And they've done an autopsy on him, and he froze to death. But yet there was a recording instrument in that box that box never got below 60. Never got below 60. The man spoke to his body with his own tongue and told his body was freezing to death, and his body believed that. His words killed him. He could have very easily controlled that. When I learned all these principles, I have been able to walk as an engineer I was able to walk inside of walk-in coolers and freezers and stay in them with short sleeve shirts many minutes longer, even hours longer than the average person could, especially in coolers, but in freezers, quite a bit longer, even in a short sleeve shirt, than somebody could with a light coat on. I could stay in there longer because I could control my body with my tongue. They would say they were cold. I would say I am warm. My body is warm. And my body would believe my words, and it would be able to go much longer before I had to come out of there. The same thing in the heat. You get a lot of people in the heat, especially if you live in environments where it's been cold and you come to some place where it's extremely warm. Like if you've been in a place like Minneapolis or somewhere where it's really cold in the winter, and then you come to Texas or somewhere or Arizona where it may be 100, 105, 110, immediately you begin to say, it's so hot, I can't stand it, I'm dying in this heat. Well, a lot of people do that. They die in the heat because they don't know. In fact, one day I was rebuilding my fireplace on my home, and I had to climb up on a second-story ladder, carry brick up to the fireplace and mud and everything, and I worked all day. It was over 100 degrees after 3 o'clock that afternoon, and I worked until dark that night. Finally got through and then worked on one of my trucks till 9 o'clock. I came in, took a quick shower, sat there and turned on the news. This has been years ago, and I turned on the news when I used to watch a little news, and it said the temperature in the area today where I live was over 100. It told what temperature was. It said, so if you were, especially if you're over 50, which I was, it said if you're over 50, you sure need to be in under an air conditioning or you could have a heat stroke. I thought, gee, I'm glad I'm not controlled by what they say. I'm glad I'm controlled by the Word of God and my tongue, because I've learned not to defile my body with words. The Bible says you can defile your whole body with your own tongue. Well, that also means you can bless your whole body with your tongue. So you have to learn. Now then, in James chapter 3, we also go to verse 9 and 10. It says, with the tongue we bless our God and Father, and with our tongue we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. I'll agree. But you have to know the truth before you can not do that. If you're not careful, you will speak a blessing on people. You will speak a curse on people. It's very difficult to speak a blessing. You have to want to speak a blessing. But you know, the greatest thing that Jesus ever did to his people was when he came to this earth and he made man, the first thing he did, spoke a blessing over Adam and Eve. Then the first thing Jesus did when he was getting ready to go back to heaven was stood with his hands raised and spoke a blessing over his people. The Lord himself constantly blessed us. If we don't bless people with our tongues, he cannot bless us. So what we need to do is learn how to speak a blessing over people. Now, especially if you're a man and a woman and you have children, you're a man and wife, and you have children, you want to speak a blessing over your children. When I first said a man and a woman, I have to kind of define that, because a lot of men and women have children and they're not married. If a man and a woman is not married and have children, you can't speak a blessing over that child, because you're living in disobedience to God's word and you brought that child into the world under a curse. And until you repent of your sins, get right with God, and start walking in obedience to his word, you're under a curse and your children are under a curse from God, and you cannot speak a blessing over those children. But thank goodness for Jesus. Because of what Jesus done, you can repent of your sins. You can come to the Lord and ask him to forgive you, and he will. Then you can get married and do what you're supposed to as a married couple. Then, once those sins are repented of and you're restored to fellowship with the Lord, then you can break the curse over your children, providing your children are not already grown in adults. If they are, then they will have to, by faith, break this curse over them themselves. You cannot break it over them. once they reach the age of accountability. And the age of accountability varies for different people today. So you need to learn that you should never speak a curse over people with your tongue. But to do that, you'll have to learn how to talk. You have to learn to watch what you say. Only speak good words over people's life. Don't speak a curse over them. Only speak blessings. And learn what blessings are, and that is good things. That's why under the new covenant, the Lord told us to watch our tongue. Just like he said here in James, this is under the new covenant. We're not to speak a curse, but only a blessing over people. We're only to speak things that edify and lift them up. However, words are not the only way blessings or curses come. Physical objects have a part in this also. Now, I thought this was so strange when I read this in God's Word. But in Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 to 33, and also Leviticus chapter 8, verses 1 through 12, first of all, Exodus gives us instructions on how to make the anointing oil. And Leviticus tells us how to apply it for the blessings to come. So these are things that we need to learn in the Word of God. This is one of the things that the Lord told us about anointing with oil. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, they went out and anointed many with oil, and demons left them, and many were healed. Well, also, in James 5:14, the Lord tells us if there's any sick among us, that we are to get our sins repented of, we're to confess our faults one to another, and we're to anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith over them. Then the Lord says, I will then forgive their sin, and I will heal them. So, again, we must get the curses broken before we can be healed. And again, this is why so many people that are sick and afflicted never receive their healing, because they never repent of the sin that opened the door to the devil to come in and make them sick in the first place. So, if you want to get well, if you're sick or afflicted, number one, you must come to the Lord. You must ask Him to forgive you for your sins. Come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's real simple. Again, that's done with your mouth. Romans 10 says that the word is nigh thee. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart that the Father raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. But the word saved there is also the word sozo, and it also means healed. So you must believe these things by faith, and when you do, then if you receive Jesus as your Savior, you can break the curse and you can be healed by faith in God's Word.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.